As we wind down 2022, I know it's your year, Dad. 2023 coming up. This is going to be the year that you finally get your old ass on Jeopardy. My dad has been talking about getting on Jeopardy his entire life. He's smart enough to do it, but he has yet to. But we did talk to a man that has, Jeopardy champ Corey Annotato. He's been on Jeopardy, Kids Jeopardy, The Chase, and Wheel of Fortune. We talked to him about what it's like to be on one of these amazing, long-lasting television game shows on the best of Justin Scott and Spiegel.
Morning, Justin, Scott, Spiegel, and a gentleman who was on TV. The city was cheering for him. Apparently not his first time behind the podium in a game show. Joining us on the program, it's our pal Corey. Corey, you were on Jeopardy last night, dude.
Absolutely, that was me.
What's up, man? Hey, way to make it to the big
dance. Thank you.
Did I see you were also on there as a child, too, for, like, Kids Jeopardy?
Yeah, so in 1998, the Game Show Network decided to make their own kids' version of Jeopardy, and they let me on that one, too, and I also didn't win that.
He's just got a sense of humor about it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Corey Annotato. He is from, I guess you live in Canton, right? Right here in Baltimore.
And yep.
Made it to the big dance. I feel like I've seen, I think maybe when Alex Trebek was on the way out or when he passed away, they kind of did a expose about his day and, like, how, you know, everything that goes on. And getting on to Jeopardy is not an easy process.
No, it's definitely not. There's at least two rounds of tests and then a personality audition, and you have to fight against every other nerd who wants to be on Jeopardy too.
Yeah.
So it's nerve-wracking.
And what's the difference between the audition and actually being on the show?
So the audition, it's a mock game. When you pass all the tests, you play a mock game. You play, right now it's on Zoom because of all this that's happening.
All right.
So they give you a little clicky pen. You have to have a clicky pen. You put it next to your face on your webcam, and you smash it as hard as you can if you know the clue. The contestant coordinator will call on you, and you try to answer. Well, I guess you'd give the correct response to all the questions. And when you get on the show, it's all merit-based at that point. You already got there. You don't have to prove anything to anyone other than, are you the smartest person on the stage and the best at the buzzer?
Now, Corey, let me ask you, because we've always been forward-facing with that Jeopardy pedestal. You see the red lights time down, the amount of money you have, usually your name or if you need to answer. What's behind the pedestal with you? Like, what does it look like behind the Jeopardy podium?
Sure. So when you're standing right in front of it, right in front of you is your little light pad. That's where you write your name and your final Jeopardy response.
Right.
Next to it, there's a pen. To your right, there's a cup holder with a little bottle of water, which was nice.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then the buzzer.
Yeah, there's a holder next to that for your buzzer. That's, you know, put your buzzers down. It's time for a break. That's where you put it there, too. And then off to the left, next to the pad, next to the light pad, there's a Sharpie and there's an index card. And in the event that the final Jeopardy, during Final Jeopardy, if your light pen stops working, you grab that Sharpie and you grab that pen and you write down your response in the time.
Has that ever happened on TV?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
seen
it.
Has anyone ever held up like a flashcard with its Sharpie on there?
I think it has happened maybe once or twice in the early days.
Right.
But I can't recall it happening in the past 20 years or so. I could be wrong. I'm usually wrong. Everyone watch me on Jeopardy. I've been wrong a bit.
Is there a problem ever with the buzzer?
What is the trick to the buzzer? You always see people, like, some people get so frustrated and they're like, isn't it like a timing thing or something?
Yeah. So here's where I fell down. Well, sometimes you have too much information in your head and that kind of goes against you. In my head, I knew the following things. I knew that there's a gentleman sitting at the judge's table that when the host starts speaking the last syllable of the clue, he hits a button. When he hits that button, lights turn on either side of the game board, and that's when the buzzers unlock. If you hit your buzzer before that light turns on,
yeah,
you are locked out for it's a quarter of a second, which is enough time for someone else to get in
right.
in front of you.
Okay, so there's a trick.
Yeah, there is a trick. So I thought to myself, I should start listening for Ken and start to get his cadence down. Unfortunately, Amy Schneider has been hanging out on Jeopardy for a month.
For a month.
And knows exactly how that man talks.
Crushing it, so she knows every last beat and timbre, his sentence
exactly.
structure and cadence. Did you get a chance to kind of like, I don't know, during commercial breaks or whatever is a recording, do you guys sit there and kind of like jaw jack, like, oh man, I really screwed that one up, or hey, good run, or like, are you guys up there like bantering about, or are you kind of keeping to yourself?
So during the commercials, I think a lot of it is just everyone's nervous because we're in the middle of playing a game.
Right.
But they have us doing a bunch of stuff. So they, during one commercial break, that's when they let us take our picture next to Ken so that we can share it on social media and make it our headshot on LinkedIn and never let anyone forget about this.
Yeah, right.
There's during another commercial break, there's a lot of housekeeping going on. So we don't really have time to talk to each other. After we were done, we did have a little bit of chit chat because they were kind of doing some stuff and needed us to still be on stage. So we did get to talk a little bit. But we'd spent the whole day together. You know, that's how these work. So, we're all being pretty friendly with each other. And Amy was a delight. She's very nice. She's very quiet, but she was very, when you talked to her, she was nice and friendly and effervescent. And I couldn't have lost to someone better. You know, when you get dunked on by Kobe, you still get to be on the poster.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we're talking to Corey Annotato. He's a Baltimore guy. Well, originally a Philadelphia native living in Canton. Now he was on Jeopardy last night. Ended up with 11 grand, I think, 11-2.
Something like, yeah, that was my ending score. It would have been nice to take that home.
My question was, what do you get to take home? Anything or?
So I got to take home $2,000. Second place gets $2,000. Third place gets $1,000. Wheel of Fortune was far more profitable. Whatever you want on Wheel of Fortune, I got to take home.
Oh,
that was nice.
How do you make it on all these game shows?
Like, this dude's just a genius.
So, I mean, I was on Wheel of Fortune. I'm not that smart. From a general perspective, if you want to get on a game show, first things first, you have to apply. Every casting agent wants someone who is effervescent, who is excitable, and who knows how to play games. If you're good at games, if you're always rocking bar trivia, you can get on a game show. All you have to do is apply. That's how I did. I applied, I was myself, and they put me on The Chase, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. So
you're in the system. They know you. You're in the system, and they know you're like a go-to.
It never hurts to have a resume. Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh wow. Well,
exactly.
How many do they film a day? Don't they rip off a bunch in a day?
They do five a day. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday was before lunch, and then Thursday and Friday was after lunch. So we're all fed at this point, which is nice.
Yeah, what do they serve for lunch?
I had a really good fried chicken sandwich. It was surprisingly good for eating it in the parking lot of Sony Picture Studios, thanks to COVID.
You got to eat in a park because of COVID.
They only give you one meal?
They only gave us lunch. They told us to bring our own snacks. So I brought a bunch of tasty cakes.
How much did you win on Wheel of Fortune?
It was a teen best friends week, so I had a teen best friend with me. I was also a teen. It's not like a creepy thing. But we won together. We won $12,150, which we split down the middle.
Very nice. Very nice. Corey Annotato on Jeopardy before, will be on Jeopardy again. Dude, we appreciate you taking the time and excited to see you again.
Thanks so much, gang.
Appreciate
Have a good one.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.